Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Surviving Grief. And as always, I appreciate the love and the support. It means a lot to me. And, you know, I always check my analytics. And I have a good fan base over in Finland. So whomever that's in Finland that is listening to me, I appreciate it. It warms my heart. Please share, 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 because this journey is not so much about me. It's about helping others. And I hope you guys had a great, an amazing start to your week. We're halfway through to the weekend, and I hope you have an amazing weekend. We have Thanksgiving coming up next week, and I hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving with your family and friends. Today's episode is called Shifting Your Perspective. And as I reflect on life in the last 2 years for me, I've experienced, you know, so much loss. And, you know, there are losses that, you know, you can recoup and get back, like such as a job, because I lost my job, the heartbreak from a relationship, you know, your heart will mend, you know, and you'll meet someone again. But then there's death, and death is final. There's no coming back from it. And that's the hard loss. You know, if, you know, I posted something on Facebook some weeks back, and I said something to the fact that, you know, I would, if God was to grant me one wish, it would be to have my daughter back. And that's whatever state she's in, you know, I wouldn't care, you know, because the, you know, I feel that the grief from losing my child has been the hardest pill I've ever had to swallow. You know, of course you hurt by relationships and heartbreak, and you know, I've been divorced, and you know, you try to put yourself up there and try again, and you know, but that death thing is so final. You know, there's no coming back from that. And I realized that in the loss of my child, I almost lost myself, because I was grieving so much all at once. And you know, people die, and people come and go in your life, and I, you know, I realized, I always said that I survived that loss, but that grief, the grief was harsh, and the grief, you know, almost took me out of here. And along the way, you know, when you're, you know, like I said, dealing with the loss of a job, dealing with the loss of the person that you love, or a significant other or friend or whatever, you know, you know, we all deal with grief differently, but that loss where there's no coming back from it, there's no Lazarus moment, so to speak, you know, there's no God raise her up from the dead type thing. And although I wish that, you know, God would have did his big thing and raised her up. He didn't. And I knew that, you know, Stephanie was going through. I knew that, you know, she was depressed. I knew that she was also dealing with, you know, a heartbreak. Her and her boyfriend had just broken up, and she was, you know, trying to get a place for her and her kids. And, you know, she just had a lot going on mentally. And in turn, she turned to drugs. And there was nothing that I could do for her other than take the girls, you know, because they didn't deserve to be put in a situation where, you know, because drugs alters your mindset. And she wasn't the mother that they were used to. She wasn't taking care of them like she normally would. You know, she was chasing that high. And it broke my heart. And I, you know, was thinking, you know, when I had to get the girls, you know, this is not what I wanted, because, you know, I've raised my children and I had raised my oldest granddaughter, and she was off to college doing her thing. And, you know, God blessed her to be able to graduate and become a registered nurse. And I just wanted to just really, what I said was focus on me. You know, I've never lived alone. I had never did, you know, that alone thing. And, you know, so me taking the girls were, for me taking the girls was, it was temporary. And I said, I'm gonna take the girls, you know, Stephanie get back on her feet, and, you know, then I can go and live my life. And, you know, sometimes we make plans for ourselves and it's not God's plans. And, you know, I often say, you know, we never invite God into our plans. We make plans and then we invite God in. And, you know, I've learned a lot on that end too. And, you know, and then Stephanie died. And I felt my mental health declining. I needed help with the girls because I knew my mental health was declining. And it was declining fast. My weight was, it was terrible. I was sinking. And I had to, you know, I asked for help, and I was basically told, you know, no. So I had to be the grandmother, make sure they were good. And that meant putting me on the back burner because it was me and them. And I couldn't understand any of it. And then I found myself trying to hold on to somebody that had already shown me that who they were. And, you know, when you're grieving and you're going through things, you don't want to believe it. You don't want to see it. You just want to find some area of your life where you don't hurt. And that's what I did. And it led me down to an even deeper rabbit hole of turmoil and depression and weight loss and self-destruction and, you know, suicidal ideologies. It was bad for me. The grief was, it was harsh. I just, you know, one thing I did or I didn't do was listen to God. And not only that, listen to my intuition, my inner voice, you know. And God gave women intuition for a reason, you know. And now I listen to it, you know. When I feel something is off, I'm taking my word for it. It's off. And in everything that, you know, my mom said something to me. And I kept saying that, you know, I just really want me. I really want to, you know what my life is like without taking care of children, without, you know, I just wanted to take care of me because I didn't know what that looked like. And my mom said, "Are you really going to take care of you?" And, you know, in my mind, I'm like, what in the world do she mean? And it, you know, at the time, yes, at the time, it was very laughable. And I'm like, yeah, like, girl, I want to take care of me. I want to know what it's like to just take care of me. Just nobody but me. And it's not that I felt like the girls were, you know, holding me back or keeping me from something. And, you know, I was talking to my prayer partner and she said, "You have to shift your perspective on all of this." And I'm like, which is there another way that I can, like, shift my perspective on this? Like, because I'm not doing good mentally, emotionally, physically, financially. Like, I felt like my life had gone to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, shift your perspective, and God wants this, and you should, and you know, it's easier said than done when you're not going through it. And, you know, there was a time when, you know, people, "God gonna see you through that." I honestly got sick of hearing it, because I'm like, okay, y'all keep saying God gonna see me through, God gonna do, God going, and ain't nothing happening. Like, I know y'all see me dying on my feet. And then, you know, I up and moved away, you know, because I wanted to be near the person that I was head over heels for. And, you know, God was always saying, "Be still, Cheryl, and trust me." And needless to say, that all went to hell in the handbasket, and I was further into this depressive weight loss mode to a literal to almost a size zero. And something that I had never been in my whole life. And I had just spiraled out and not being able to eat or just able to just really keep hydrated and eat maybe a little. And I do honestly believe, had not I had the girls, that I know that my mom would have been burying me for real. Because there was a point in my life that I no longer had the will to live. It's like, you know, the girls have other family, they'll be okay. You know, what do I have to live for? And I have always been a giver. And I, you know, you never think about the takers. And because of who you are, you know, and I know a kind heart. I know being loyal gets you mistreated. And I have been mistreated more times than I can even count. By people I love, you know. By people that I love the most. And it has not changed my heart. And, you know, during this time of the loss of the relationship and some other things that have transpired in my life up until now, I have literally wanted to have a little bit of hatred in my heart. Just a little bit, thinking maybe it'll make me feel better if I hated them. I could forget them easily. And, you know, I have wanted God on a daily to stop the pain. And the pain from the heartbreak bothers me a lot. And I hate it. And I'm like, God, I've done what you said do. Like, but why can't you just take that away? Like, and I heard from other things too. And, you know, yesterday wasn't a good day for me. I, you know, I cried and, you know, I was hurting and I couldn't go it alone, so I had to reach out to my prayer partner. And, you know, I tried to get through it alone, but I couldn't. And I thank God for, you know, allowing me to realize and know that when I get to that space that, you know, it's time to call in reinforcements, you know, because I don't want to sink into that place of depression. You know, God has been blessing, you know, God, you know, I don't know if I mentioned it on my last podcast, but God has blessed me with a phenomenal, amazing job. And I start December the 2nd and I'm very, very excited, you know, for that. And, you know, in all of this, you know, I say shift your perspective. You know, it's been God, what are you trying to get me to see in all of this? And God said, I need for you to, first of all, let's just start with trust. I know you have no reason to trust anybody at this point in your life. But if we're going to get anywhere, do anything, I need you to trust me. And I'm like, okay. Knowing for me, that wasn't going to be easy. It's, you know, God, please fix it. In Jesus' name, amen. Then get up and proceed to fix it myself. And God allowed, you know, me to do things, you know. And a lot of times they were temporary fixes, you know. And, you know, I put up a post last week and said, you know, there are times in our lives where we are in love with the very thing that is killing us. And the relationship was killing me, but on the other hand, it was my also the only other thing that in that moment was making me happy too. Crazy, right? And God was steady saying and showing me things, and he was steady saying, let go. You got to trust me on this one, girl. Let go and let me fix it for you. And I didn't trust God to handle it for me. And God said, that's enough. I got to get you out. Because otherwise you are going to die in this wilderness. And, you know, I realized that, you know, somebody preached that, you know, God is going to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or even think, you know. And in that moment, you know, yes, thank you, God. He's going to do it. And God was saying, I am going to do it, but first I need you to do something for me. It's like, how am I going to do this for you if you don't allow me to work? You know, you know, when God is working, it don't need to be any other cooks in the kitchen. It's just him. He don't need your help. He don't need you at the wheel. He don't need you to be a co-pilot. Just be a passenger. Sit down. Trust the pilot. Vet. He got you. And I found it hard to do that. And, you know, there are times when I don't understand why God doesn't take the hurt away. I wish he would, because I can breathe. The anxiety would go away. I wouldn't hurt no more over this person or this thing or anything. Because, you know, I think I've been, you know, hurting so long, and I don't want it to become a norm for me. You know, I just don't want to hurt. Like, God, take it away. And I'm not sure why the relationship stuff. I know why it bothers me a lot, and you know, because I'm human, I love this person, and they hurt me. And I don't understand why, you know. You know, and sometimes you'll never understand why. You have to accept these things and move on, you know. And it's not that I haven't like moved on, you know. I'm healing, and I know that, you know, healing, you know, takes time. And you know, my prayer partner, you know, she put it like this. She said, if you get a broken leg and the doctor has to do surgery and he does his part and put the cast on, and just because he did his part and put the cast on, it doesn't stop the hurt. And if you take the cast off prematurely, you're gonna keep hurting because you didn't allow it to properly heal and mend. And that's been something to think about. You know, you hurt because you are human. And, you know, I felt like, you know, I asked her last night, you know, because I got this thing that now, and I like to be honest with myself. You know, I don't want to gaslight me and lie to me, and you know, it's just dumb. You know, and I told her, I said, you know, I asked her, I said, what kind of person am I that I still love the person that hurt me and the person that wants God to fix it and make it better? Like, what kind of person am I to love and not hate the person that hurt me and broke my heart and want God to fix it? And she simply responds, she said, you're normal. You want to be loved by the person that you love. And yeah. And I hate that I feel the way I do. And I think mostly I hate the way that I feel is because I'm partially afraid that I'll be judged by people for feeling the way I do. I mean, and I don't care, but I very seldom say it out loud because, you know, I don't want nobody questioning my self-esteem and why would you want this person and you deserve better. And I know all these things. But there's something in me that believes that this is my person and that God will fix it, you know. And we're all entitled to believe what we want. But that's how I feel. And sometimes I just need to say that out loud. I've never said it out loud on here, but that's how I feel. And, you know, if God fixes it, he fixes it. If he doesn't, God give me the strength to be okay with your no, you know. But I tried to tell myself I no longer want it. I, you know, forget it, but you know, thinking that'll make me stop, you know, from hurting. And then I think, you know, you're just lying to yourself because that's not what you really want. And it's not, you know. And I often say that the healing hurts worse than the wound. And, you know, I know that God is, he's healing me from the inside out. And I, you know, I told my prayer partner, you know, I'm not the person that walked into this battle. And I'm not just out to win the battle. I'm out here to win this war. Because, you know, God blessed me with this job. I can say that, you know, I say God did his big one. God did exceedingly abundantly above what I asked or I even thought when it came down to this job. And God really came through for me. And the enemy knows that things are, they're getting better. And then, because the enemy knows that God is doing something. And see, the enemy knows your past, but it doesn't know your future. But, you know, that's the thing about, you know, because for me, as my prayer partner often tells me, God doesn't give you the next step. He just does what he's going to do. And then when the next step comes, he ushers you into it. Because if God gave you your next step, you're going to get ahead of God. And I saw no lies there. If I do me, if God gives me that next step, I'm running with it. So I'm in this space, although I'm hurting, I have this thing where you've been there before. You've gotten ahead of God, and what has it done for you? Nothing. And so often, you know, we ask God to do things, fix things, do this and do that. And because we're looking at what it looks like, and because we're looking with the natural eye, to us, God not doing nothing. He's not working it out. He's not fixing it for me. And, you know, I say, you know, the preacher said, when God is doing something you can't see, God is doing something you can't see. And sometimes you have to just mind your business, take a step back, trust that God knows what he's doing. And, you know, and in everything now, and I, you know, even in the times that the hurt comes and I'm like, okay, God, you know, here we go. I got to take the deep breaths and I got to, you know, get through that moment, you know, however long that moment lasts. And I'm like, okay, God, what, you know, what we doing today? You know, I just feel like I just want to not hurt. That's all I want to do. I just don't want to hurt. You know, and I was like, God, I'm gonna stick to what I've been doing, you know, and the promises that I made to God, I'm gonna stick to it because, you know, I can't afford to lose anymore. I can't afford to fail. I can't afford to not be found where I'm supposed to be when God comes to give me my next step. And, you know, sometimes, you know, as human beings, because we want to be loved and we want to be loved by the person we loved or whatever it is, you know, we can sometimes, you know, because we get in our feelings and our, you know, in the flesh, and we just want to, you know, go and, you know, just be with someone so we can, you know, just the temporary satisfaction is, it's all it basically is. And I know that for me, that's, you know, that wouldn't work for me. That's not what I want, you know. And sometimes, you know, the healing that's taking place, you will cry. You will ask God why. You will be in your feelings. And I have learned to just, yesterday I cried off and on, and the tears just came, and I let them come because I just couldn't stop them. There's nothing I could do about it. So the tears came. I let them. And that was that. Okay, God. What next? Dry my eyes. Say my prayers. And live to fight another day. And, you know, there's a saying that you won't understand the purpose in the storm until you see what it produces. And good things take time, you know, and anything fast don't last. And although, of course, I like I said, I don't want to hurt anymore. I want this healing process to be over, but I want to be my best self. And again, I know that God is fortifying me and building me to be able to carry the weight of what I'm asking for, the gift of the promise that he made and my purpose. And, you know, none of that has been easy, you know? It hasn't been easy, but I do know that it'll be worth it. And I trust what God is doing. Even though some days it hurt, you know, I knew that this road wouldn't be easy. And, you know, when I start hurting, you know, I have to talk to myself. I'm like, girl, listen, you ain't come this far to only come this far. And what I tell y'all, God never brings you through the flood to leave you in the puddle. And sometimes you have to have a tantrum in the puddle because, you know, you're going to get tired. But shift your perspective. And you know, I had a friend, and, you know, another friend of mine, she's been praying with me. And, you know, she sent me a message, and she said, you know, I'm, when you get weary, She said, I'm going to hold you up. And it meant so much to me because a lot of times, you know, I do get weary. And yesterday, you know, I had to ask myself, is it worth it? You know, is everything I'm going through, is it worth it? And I won't know that if I don't stick around to find out, you know. And I want to be so nosy that I can't give up. I want to wait around to see what God is about to do for me, in me, through me, with me. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm telling you guys, I've always known that I'm destined for greatness. And you know, when you realize that you've been the person that's been standing in your own way this whole time, yeah, it causes you to shift your perspective. Because I've held me up because I wanted to do it my way. And God was saying the whole time that, you know, I'm going to do this for you and that for you. And I was like, okay. So I heard that. And every time God said that, I was trying to, you know, I took it as a sign to start trying to make the way on my own, you know, give God a helping hand. In other words, you know, faith without works is dead. I got to show God that, you know, he said this and I'm going to do this. And, you know, I want to prove my worth and my worthiness and, you know, to God. And I've realized that, you know, throughout my life, I've been trying to prove my worth and my value to people who never mattered in the first place. And I've realized in everything that I've gone through that sometimes God will hide your value in plain sight. God will allow people to not see who you are. And it hurts. But he does things with intention. And like right now, you know, doing this podcast, my anxiety, it's here, it's there. And I have had to take several deep breaths because I'm hurting a little bit today. And I think it's just stemming from yesterday and my mind can get busy sometimes. Sometimes it can get the best of me. And I'm like, okay, God, you know, okay, it's going to be okay, girl. It's going to be okay, you know, and I hate it. But I know one day, you know, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. But until then, I'll keep holding on to God, shift my perspective whenever I need to, and trust that whatever it is, God is going to bring me through. And as always, I appreciate you guys for tuning in, and enjoy your weekend. And until next week, I love you all and have a good evening.